From KXCI Tucson, this is Research Matters. My name is Bridget Thum, and today we're going to be talking with a junior with a double major in computer sciences and applied math. Welcome to Research Matters, Michaela Marcel.
Great to be here.
What do you do? Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so I'm in Joanna Mazel's lab at the University of Arizona. We're mainly a population genetics research lab, and I'm mainly on the theoretical population genetics side. So looking at genomes and populations over time, but working with theoretical populations versus real ones. We're kind of looking at how background selection impacts a population. And specifically, there are two big types. So there's linked, which looks at mutations that are really close to each other in the genome, linked together, and unlinked, which is when they're a little further apart, and so they're not totally linked together. You wouldn't really expect them to occur in the same individual necessarily.
So when we talk about bad mutations, we're not judging. We're saying mutations that make it more difficult for survival.
Yeah, we're saying anything that, like, natural selection is acting on. So I think the, like, most common bio example is, like, the peppered moths. So being a white moth in a black environment, you're probably going to be selected a lot more quickly because predators can see you.
Exactly. I immediately thought of the Lisa Frank leopard. Like, yeah, that wouldn't work in real life.
That's essentially it. Background selection is just a type of selection that reduces neutral genetic diversity. Diversity in genes that aren't actually being acted on by natural selection. So they don't really confer anything good or anything bad. They just kind of do something.
You mean they're just kind of coasting along life?
Yeah, they're just kind of going with the flow. We want to look at how unlinked background selection could be impacting whether we're able to accurately infer a bottleneck in a population just by looking at the distribution of alleles effectively.
Explain to us, why does this research matter?
Yeah, it just kind of impacts our ability to actually infer these bottlenecks because, like, there are a huge number of bottlenecks that have occurred throughout the history of every single species ever. Like, when we, like, as humans left Africa, that was a huge bottleneck because small groups were moving away from the big group and establishing their own populations. So that's technically founder effect, but it's still a bottleneck. Tiny population, big population. And every species pretty much has a similar event that has occurred, and usually multiple similar events that have occurred. And if we're missing this factor, which is unlinked background selection, we could just be looking at some of these a little more inaccurately. So again, we might be thinking that there's a really slow regrowth to a big population when it may be a much faster regrowth. Mm-hmm. So this research is essentially trying to point out this problem and figure out whether it actually exists or what unlinked background selection is doing so that maybe we can better understand the models we have for inferring these bottlenecks and potentially even fix them to become more accurate.
You're investigating the nuances that are being overlooked.
Yeah.
Thanks to Michaela Marcel for joining us. This has been Research Matters from KXCI Tucson.